In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. So who do you think should be in the collection today? Who else? And Yavisera? Eli and Yavisera will take the collection. This seventh Sunday after the resurrection of the Lord is dedicated to the Holy Fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. Ecumenical Council. What do you think that could be? An ecumenical council. What's a council?
Like a meeting.
An ecumenical council. This word comes from Greek. Again, ecumenical. Ecumene in Greek means the whole inhabited world, the population of the world. So this was a council of the whole church, of the entire church. And this council happened in 325 in Nicaea. What year are we in?
2016.
Yeah, are you sure? Yeah, 2016, very good. So this council happened in 325, not in North America, but in Nicaea, which is in Asia. So anyway, in nowadays Turkey, this first council of the church, the Holy Fathers, more than 300 fathers got together. They said the 318 Holy Fathers, bishops, got together to talk about the person of our Lord Jesus Christ and who he was. And they got together because there was a very proud priest in Alexandria in Egypt who was teaching that our Lord Jesus Christ was not fully God. He was teaching that he was created by God the Father, that he was a superior angel, but he was not fully God. And the rest of the Holy Fathers, they were debating and searching the scriptures and trying to find out who Jesus Christ was, and what do you think? What conclusion did they reach? Anybody else? What do you think? What conclusion did they reach? Is Jesus Christ fully God?
Yes.
That's what they decided after studying the scriptures and everything. They decided that our Lord Jesus Christ is fully God. And of the 318 bishops at the First Ecumenical Council, all of them agreed on this, but two, Arius and another bishop. And more than 300 bishops were telling them, you know, you're wrong. Give up your wrong teaching and believe with us. Because obviously, you know, I mean, we study the scriptures. They would refuse to give up their heresy, their choice, their wrong teaching. Now, I want to ask you, did it happen to you to be wrong about something? Did it happen to you to be wrong about something? To really believe that you are right? And then quite a few people around you told you, you know, you are wrong about this. No, I'm not. I'm right. I think you're wrong. And more people came and told you, you're wrong about this. It also happened to me, you know, that I thought I was right. I was wrong. But when, especially when a few people tell us that we are wrong, what should we do?
Listen.
Arius, this priest from Alexandria in Egypt, was very stubborn and very prideful. And he refused to change his mind. And what do you think happened to him? What happens to you? What happens to us when people tell us that we are wrong and we refuse to change our mind?
You get mad.
You get mad. And then what else? What else happens?
You stick with that and make other people that agree with you.
Yes, but you know, like the First Ecumenical Council, as I told you, more than 300 bishops were telling Arius, you are wrong, and he would not change his mind. So what do you think happened to him in the end? He was isolated.
It's like he was at study.
Hmm?
It's like he was at study.
Yeah, he was put aside. Nobody wanted to deal with him anymore because everybody realized that he was very stubborn. So, do we want that to happen to us?
No.
To be put aside? So, when people tell us that, you know, you are wrong about this, you should think some more about this, we should give it up, and we should listen to the people around us. If we want to stay in touch, in love with the people around us. So let's not be like Arius, but let us try to be loving, to be wise, and to listen to the people around us and to what they teach us. Right? Okay. Thank you very much. Christ is among us. Yes, Arius was very stubborn in maintaining his position, and he refused to listen to the Holy Fathers. He refused to listen to the bishops at the First Ecumenical Council. And the implications of his teaching, the implications of Arius' teachings were very deep in the life of the church. They would have been very deep in the life of the church and in the life of humanity. If our Lord Jesus Christ indeed was not fully God, then are we saved? Why not?
Only God can save.
Only God could save. That's the answer. Only God could save. If our Lord Jesus Christ is not God of the same divinity with God the Father, then we are not saved. If our Lord Jesus Christ was a superior angel, a superior creature, you name it, anything but God, we are not saved. Because only God could save. That's why the Holy Fathers, after searching the scriptures, and obviously the scriptures reveal that our Lord Jesus Christ is fully God, and that He is one, as we heard in today's Gospel, He is one with God the Father. They proclaimed that we believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and then in our Lord, in one Lord Jesus Christ, of one essence with the Father. This is what the Holy Fathers declared at the First Ecumenical Council in 325 in Nicaea, and that's what we still proclaim in the Orthodox Church, in the Holy Liturgy, when we proclaim the Creed. When we are baptized, first of all, that's the first time when we proclaim the Creed. And every time we proclaim the Creed, we proclaim what the Holy Fathers dogmatized at the First Ecumenical Council of Nicaea in 325. Now, this is theology. But anything that was revealed to us by God was revealed so that we could have life and the fullness of life. The Bible, it is very important for us to know who God is, because if we know who God is, we know who we are, because according to the Bible, we are created in the image of God. Without knowing who God is, we don't know who we are. For thousands of years, man believed that they were of a superior nature than women. This is the reality. According to history, you know, for many, many thousands of years, men believed that they were of a superior nature than women. Even here in North America, in the United States, our country struggled so much because many people believed that whites had a superior nature than the blacks. And it was okay to enslave the blacks because they had a different nature. They were not really human. They were of a different nature. Now, as I told you, everything that God revealed to us revealed for our sake. Because of this mentality that man would be of a different nature than women, that whites would be of a different nature than blacks, and society struggled a lot. Now, if we know and if we believe that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are of the same nature, if we know and believe that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three different persons with different characteristics, with different roles, but they have the same nature. And if we believe that we are created in the image of God as Trinity, would we ever think that somebody, a woman, has a different nature than my nature? That somebody who has a different color of skin has a different nature than my nature? Would we ever believe that? Because if we are created in the image of God, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have the same nature, and we as human beings are different, we have different characteristics, different roles, but all of us share the same nature. It is important to have the right teaching. If we don't know who God is, we struggle. Therefore, we are faithful. Let us proclaim with the holy fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. Let us proclaim that the Son and the Father and the Holy Spirit have the same nature. Let us proclaim and believe that we, as human beings, created in the image of God, in a multitude of persons, we have the same nature. Let us not forget that as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, we are created to be one. And we are different. And that's okay. We don't have to be the same. You know, sometimes, you know, in the history of humanity, the pendulum swings one way or the other. Sometimes, you know, people made a confusion between unity and being the same. You don't have to be the same in order to be one. It is okay to be different. God needs us with our differences. God needs us with our different personalities, with our different characteristics. Because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are different, but they have the same nature. Therefore, beloved faithful, let us believe and proclaim that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit share the same nature. And let us believe and proclaim that we, as human beings, share the same human nature. All are one. Or all of us are called to be one, to love each other, to respect each other, to support each other, as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit love and support each other. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.